Hello, this is Kathy Hart, host of the Health First Radio Show. Today we have some really interesting guests for you. We have Matthew McConaughey and Andrea Taylor of Fifth Dimension Ascension, and they're going to help us learn more about meditation. And in the second half, we're going to have Cass Ingram, and we're going to talk about the community and immunity. But first, here's Alan with the Health First News.
People with high blood pressure tend to fare worse when infected with COVID-19, and the chronic condition can complicate their treatment in unexpected ways, new research shows. For example, some COVID-19 patients must be taken off their blood pressure medications if their blood pressure falls to dangerously low levels, a condition called hypotension. Otherwise, they'll risk dying or developing serious kidney injury, a new study reports. Dr. Benjamin Hirsch, Director of Preventive Cardiology at Northwell Health's Sandra Atlas-based Heart Hospital in Manhasset, New York, said these studies show if their blood pressure is low, they present at a hospital, then they have a higher risk of having worse complications and likely worse chance of survival. High blood pressure is the most common chronic health condition among COVID-19 patients who require hospitalization, according to one of three studies presented at a virtual meeting of the American Heart Association on Thursday. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is becoming more common among Americans, putting them at increased risk for heart attack and stroke, a new study shows. Previous research showed in 1999-2000, 32.2% of Americans maintained blood pressure less than 140 over 90, but the rate rose to 54.5% in 2013-2014. However, the rate fell to 48% in 2015-2016. Unfortunately, this new study found the proportion of adults aged 40 to 59 with successfully managed blood pressure fell nearly 10 percentage points from 2009 to 2018. The study was to be presented at a virtual American Heart Association meeting held on the weekend. It's probably a good idea to skip that second glass of wine if you have diabetes, because new research suggests that having more than one drink daily raises your risk of high blood pressure. People with type 2 diabetes who had 8 or more drinks a week, moderate drinkers, had more than 60% higher odds of having higher blood pressure, according to the study. They also tend to have more severe high blood pressure when they drink that amount. Study senior author Dr. Matthew Singleton said researchers advise people with diabetes to discuss the risks and benefits of alcohol consumption with their doctors. He's the chief electrophysiology fellow at Wake Forest University School of Medicine in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The study findings were published online September 9th in the Journal of the American Heart Association.
Thanks, Alan, for that Health First News. Today we have Matthew McConaughey and Andrea Taylor with us from the Fifth Dimension Ascension, and they are local. They're starting a business to help people learn to meditate. So welcome, Andrea, and welcome, Matthew.
Just get
some questions going for you, and you can just work between each other to see who answers. But let's say, what has meditation done for you? Like, why is meditation so important to you?
Would you like to start, Andrea, or would you like me to talk?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Meditation is important to me because, it's home, wherever I am. You know, most people are off what's next or what has happened to me, and you know, the present is where the present is, and that's where I feel the best and feel enough. You know, you don't need anything else when you're meditating. You're right here and you're right now, and I love that. And it has helped me make some of the best decisions of my life. It is the main source of my inspiration, and it is the main way that I have those tough talks with myself and how I love myself. So that would be what meditation means to me. And I've been meditating for almost 12 years now. So it's an amazing practice, and I recommend it for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What about you, Andrea?
Meditation for me is so instrumental in my life, because when I found growing up into my teen years that I was always seeking outside of myself to find answers in what other people's advice was for me, just feeling really disconnected around me. And when I started to meditate, I really recognized what felt good for me. And when things felt good for me, I knew it was the right answer. And so it wasn't a seeking outside anymore. It was a turning inwards and recognizing that if I did what I felt was right and what felt good for me. My life actually just felt good. I felt like I was at home. And it's really a space where I've grown to really love myself and then be able to offer that to the people around me and support people in that love.
Wow. So it's a practice, right? I mean, it doesn't just happen. You have to choose to create the space to make the practice. How what do you think this has to offer the community now? And in 2020, how do you start a business to help people when there's so much angst, there's so much confusion? How do you bring them into that space?
Well, it's a really good question. I think everyone right now is really going inward. You know, a lot of people are staying indoors and really asking themselves, you know, some really serious questions. And I feel like everyone's kind of really trying to understand how to connect. Mm-hmm. And so this is something that everyone's looking for right now. So in a way, I know it's kind of crazy to think of starting a new business right now, but it's a no-brainer in regards to helping people, because on a regular basis, I just simply have friends asking me for advice and new ways to connect to themselves. And so, well, what better time than now in all this crisis to help people find their center, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's very exciting and motivational, and yeah, it's a big thing, but like I said, it's really important right now. So it's how we want to serve the community, and yeah, that's my take on it. What about you, Andrea?
I think now is the best time, when people are really struggling with fear and feeling really confused and disconnected and unsure of what reality really is for them. There's a lot of mixed information out there and a lot of fear information. And I think by bringing meditation to the community in a mobile way, especially going to where people really need us, whether it's groups or individuals, even couples, we can really provide that supportive energy and help them find their center inside, where you can exist without so much fear.
Mm-hmm. And on the everyday work of building a business in 2020, how do you see going forward to create a community when there's so much fear and social distancing?
Thanks. That's a good question. We've actually reached out to Yoga PG, the university, to start our own group meditations there. And we are doing it every Saturday at 11:30 at the university at the Northern Sports Center. And we are also doing it starting November 1st every Sunday at Yoga PG. And that is how we're going to create awareness about this as well. I did go for my first float yesterday at Reflection Wellness Center. It's a new float center that's across the street from Crossroads. And we're going to be doing some cross promotion with them. With Riley. He's an amazing individual. And like us, we just want to help the community and heal in every way that we can. We also are going to be organizing some online free meditations. And we're going to be looking to do some outdoor free events to gather, I guess, awareness about what we're doing and help people.
Yeah. Just catch some of those last sunny days out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. And, you know, me and Andrew are on social media as well, too, doing what we can to connect to the people that we have on there. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you have an interesting name for your new business, the Fifth Dimension Ascension. Where did that come from? What does that mean to you?
I think I'll let Andrew answer this one.
Fifth Dimension Ascension is, it's umbrelling our meditation and ascension coaching. And it came from really recognizing the planetary changes. This is the first event that is global. And it is such a unique opportunity to have unity consciousness, which is a higher dimensional energy than what we've been existing in for a long time. And this dimensional energy that has come in is just offering opportunities for everybody to find how their differences and their similarities can bring everybody together in a loving manner. And with that, we're calling it Fifth Dimension because it's existing outside of our 3D world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you've both been meditating for quite a while. How did you come together in this and start to plan a business? What caused you guys to come into a partnership?
I actually was hosting group meditations at Luminous Willows, which is across the street from Northern Lights Winery. And I was just doing some meditation there, and that's when Andrea came to one of my meditations. And you know, ever since then, we realized we're, basically twin flames, and we have decided to partner up business-wise and utilize this connection that we have. And it just really resonates with us, what we believe in, what we stand for, and through both of our practices, you know, we've really overcome tremendous hurdles, addictions. Just dealing with the shadow self. And we really, really have helped each other work on those since, I think this was last year, April last year. And ever since then, we've really been helping each other work on our shadow selves. And we just came to this realization that, wow, like if we can do this for each other, then, you know, we must be able to help other people with this. So,
Maybe some of our listeners aren't even quite aware of what a shadow self is. Can you delve into that a little bit?
Absolutely. The shadow self is, very simply put, that part of yourself that is uncomfortable to look at. It's the ego self, fears. It's doing things out of motives that are fear-based, or, you know, really wanting to feel better, but it's not authentic. And most people don't want to look at that. So it resides quietly inside of you, and you work really hard to stay away from it, not be in touch with it, not face it. And but by facing it, even though it's uncomfortable and painful, expansion happens. And that expansion is sovereignty, and you get to feel free from, you know, behaviors or feelings or paradigms in your life that don't feel good. But mm-hmm. the more that you avoid it and don't face it, the bigger the pain gets.
Mm-hmm.
So by facing it, it reduces it, and you get to move into free will.
Mm-hmm. And what did the support and unconditional love of somebody just walking it with you have to do with it?
Oh, yeah, that is so big. Having Matt there to talk through, you know, all the things that you really... It's so hard to be vulnerable in front of somebody and really admit so deeply how much something hurts, and behaviors that you're not proud of, and paradigms that you participate in, your ego, and our energy is so strong that I can say to him exactly what's going on in the pain, in the confusion, mm-hmm. and to have his loving eyes and just go, it's okay, me too, right? And then we talk about it, and by talking about it, it brings it all to the surface, and the love just shifts and changes those paradigms that don't feel good into just acceptance.
Okay, we're going to go to a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to learn more about all that meditation can do for us.